Proverbs 13, verse 11, these are God's words. Wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. This verse reminds us that everything comes in the providence of God, and that only those who have the Lord Jesus Christ, ultimately, will inherit the heavens and the earth and all that is in them. And so it is in Christ alone that we are able to love God from the heart and to follow his commandments, including the eighth commandment. Now, the eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal, reminds us and establishes for us that there are ways by which God has given us to obtain and increase things in order that we may have them to enjoy and to employ in his service for the good of others. And that anything other than the ways by which he has given us, which is primarily labor and productivity, although, of course, generosity and charity, inheritance from parents, which is a special sort of generosity, putting wealth to work by investing in that which is productive. These are some ways that the Lord has given us in his word that are appropriate ways of increasing wealth. But there are all the ways that we are tempted to try to get it instead, like cheating others, or straight up stealing from them, or taking shortcuts, doing that which is not particularly productive, and many other such things. Now, because obedience comes from a heart that is joined to the Lord Jesus Christ, wealth that is gained by labor, for instance, will increase. Wealth that is gained honestly by labor. The parallel is the first part, wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished. It actually doesn't matter how much you have if you don't have Christ, because you will not take it into the next life, and even what you have had and what you have done will testify against you. Like the rich man was told when Jesus told us about the rich man and Lazarus, you had your good things already. So do not be tempted to gain things in a dishonest manner. The only thing that is worth having is God and his favor. Whatever you have within his providence, there are many believers who do prosper, and he blesses them. Abraham, David, so forth. Whatever you have in addition to him is good and useful. You enjoy him and his goodness in it. You glorify and honor him and how you use it. But don't be tempted to view wealth, property, money as worth accumulating for its own sake. Because that's when you're tempted to be dishonest about how you get it, to take advantage of others and try to manipulate the providence of God, which of course comes from covetousness, violates the 10th commandment, which violates the whole first table of the law and the first great commandment. It really is a root of all kinds of evil to love wealth for its own sake. And whenever you're tempted to get something dishonestly, you can be sure that that root of all kinds of evil is behind that temptation. So learn to recognize it, especially if you're mulling over in your mind how much you would like a particular thing and start coming up with ways that you can get it. Check yourself at that point. You're treating wealth in an incorrect way. You're putting yourself in danger of getting it dishonestly. You should remember that it is those who have Christ to whom everything belongs. You don't actually have to manipulate anything. You just honor him by working hard with your hands so that you may not only eat for yourself, but may have something to give to your brother when he has need. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that Christ is for us the perfect display of your wisdom in human form. We praise you that you are infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in your wisdom from everlasting to everlasting, and that it is the Son, especially, in whom you communicate that wisdom, in whom you have communicated that wisdom to us, and now in his incarnation, in whom you have even modeled for us what it looks like when a man thinks properly of wealth. So we pray for the help of your Spirit, who makes us to delight in you, and to delight in your Son, and to be content in all circumstances, that we would be full and abounding with your love, and with joy, and with peace, and with all the other fruit that your Spirit produces, so that we would not be tempted to try to get wealth dishonestly, and that we would be diligent with self-control, not laboring, desiring to honor you and image you and do good to others. Grant it, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen.